Platte River Radio is ready to bring you another great basketball broadcast, but first we'll prepare you for the game with the New Tech Seed pregame show, which starts right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln here tonight. It's the Class A State Championship ball game here at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Norfolk takes on Omaha Westside in the unsuspected Class A Championship ball game here for the 2015 season. We welcome you into the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight. Brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. New Tech is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We say it's the unsuspected Class A State Championship game because what Norfolk has done so far here this week, the Panthers came in as the number 8 seed in the Class A State Tournament field, and so far the Panthers have upset two teams to get here. They knocked off previously undefeated, the defending champions in Class A, the Benson Bunnies on Thursday. They beat them by a score of 46 to 37 on Thursday. Then they came back last night and beat Bellevue West, which was the number 5 seed, 36 to 23. Bellevue West was 4 out of 45 from three-point range last night as they jumped that ball game to Norfolk 36-23. So the Panthers, they're in the state championship game for the first time ever. In fact, their most recent state tournament appearance was back in 2000. They're making their 13th appearance overall, but their first since 2000, and this is their first ever state championship ball game here tonight as they take on Omaha Westside, a team that comes in with a mark of 23 wins and 4 losses on the season. Westside, they beat Millard West on Thursday by a score of 55-38, and down Lincoln Northeast last night by a score of 61-49. So Omaha Westside at 23-4 on the season, taking on the Cinderella team, the Norfolk Panthers, here tonight with a mark of 15 wins and 12 losses. Norfolk had a point in the season, but they had dropped three out of their last 6 ball games. That was to end the year. They won their district championship ball game with a win over Omaha North, 30-23. They got here, and again, the Cinderella story is continuing as they are looking for their third straight upset win here in the state championship ball game here tonight against Omaha Westside. Westside is a team that is averaging 59 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 46 on the defensive end. They are led by Quinn Weideman, who is averaging 12.7 points per ball game. Jay Bridgman is their leading scorer. She is averaging 15.2 points per ball game. Bridgman has also got 42 blocks to her credit this year. She's averaging 1.6 steals per ball game. The Norfolk Panthers, they average 42.5 points per ball game on offense, 41.5 on the defensive end. And their leading scorer is J.C. Bradley. She's averaging 19.6 points per ball game. She had 34 on Thursday in that ball game against Omaha Benson. Came back with 14 points last night against Bellevue West. She is the only girl in double figures for Norfolk. So it's the Class A State Championship ball game for us tonight here on ESPN Radio. Omaha Westside taking on Norfolk. We just had the Class D2 title crown, and that was Fall City Sacred Heart winners over Why Not by a score of 44-39. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Class A State Championship ball game on ESPN Radio.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
All right, we're back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, the Class A State Championship ball game here tonight on ESPN Radio. As they have done in each and every occasion so far, the lights have dimmed, and now we come back on after they make the video presentation here tonight. So it's Norfolk and Omaha West Side getting set to go at it here tonight in the Class A State Championship ball game. If you're just joining us, we've had four champions crowned thus far. In Class B today, it was Lincoln Pius knocking off Norris by the score of 41-33. Pius wins their third overall state championship in girls basketball. In Class C1, Pierce won their third straight as they beat Kearney Catholic today by a score of 38-35. The Class C2 state championship ball game is our finale here tonight between Crofton and Hastings St. Cecilia. Crofton looking for their fourth straight state championship here tonight. Class D1, Dundee County Stratton lost to O'Neill St. Mary's by a score of 52-33. And the Class D2 final, you just heard, it was Fall City Sacred Hearts winning over Wynot by a score of 44-39. So the four-time defending champs Wynot go down tonight as they lose to Fall City Sacred Heart 44-39. Consolation games played today in Class C1, Lincoln Christian. They beat Norfolk Catholic by a score of 67-50. Class C2 consolation game won by Guardian Angels Central Catholic all over Sutton today, 69-28. Class D1, it was Howells Dodge knocking out Blue Hill by the score of 59-52. And in the Class D2 consolation game, it was Stewart over Sandhills Thetford by the score of 47-41. We'll get to the starting lineups now tonight for the Class A State Championship ball game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Omaha West Side here tonight. They're going to go with Jen Poots. Jen Poots averaging 2.2 points per ball game. Poots is 5'8" and a senior. Also getting a start tonight for Omaha West Side will be Reagan Johnson. Johnson is 5'5" and a senior. She's averaging 6.3 points per ball game. She scored 15 in the quarterfinal ball game over Millard West, 55-38 win for Omaha West Side. Also starting will be Miranda Thacker. Thacker is 5'10" and a senior. She's averaging 4.3 points per ball game. Also starting will be Quinn Weideman. Weideman is 5'8" and a freshman, averaging 12.7 points per ball game. She's had a good state tournament so far, scoring 12 and 18 points in the two ball games thus far. Then we'll see Jay Bridgman. Bridgman, 6'1" and senior. She is averaging 15.2 points per ball game. She's had games of 13 and 10 so far here at the state tournament. Meanwhile, for the Norfolk Panthers here tonight, the Cinderella story here for 2015, a team that came into the tournament just above 500 at 13 and 12. Knocking off the defending champions from a season ago and then knocking off the number 5 seed. Norfolk looking to win their first ever state championship here tonight. They'll go with the starting lineup that looks like this. It'll be Leah Larson, a 5'7" senior. Larson is averaging 2.4 points per ball game. J.C. Bradley is a 5'10" senior. Bradley is their leading scorer. In fact, the only scorer in double figures for Norfolk. She's averaging 19.6 points per ball game. J.C. Bradley had games of 34 and 14 so far here in the state tournament. Had those 34 points against the Benson Bunnies on Thursday. The other starters for Norfolk is going to be Jenna Yoakum. Yoakum is 5'9" and a sophomore, averaging 4.9 points per ball game. Then we'll see Talia Williams, a 5'11" and senior. She is averaging 7.5 points per ball game. And the other starter will be Taylor Stoltz. She's a 6-foot freshman, who is averaging right at 1 point per ball game. So we'll see a couple of freshmen, one for each team, in the basketball game here tonight in the Class A state title ball game. Your starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. So we're set to go. Omaha Westside going to be in their black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in red and white. Norfolk going to be the home team. They're going to be in their white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. So we're set to go. Girl State Tournament coverage here on ESPN Radio. This is our fifth of six games here today for the Class C2 state title game coming up next here on ESPN Radio between Crofton and Hastings St. Cecilia. Our state tournament coverage brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. I think other than the people from Omaha Westside, maybe the metro area, I think you're going to see most of the crowd on hand tonight here at Pinnacle Bank Arena cheering for the underdog Norfolk Panthers as they try to win their first ever state championship. It would have been a 5,000-to-1 shot in Vegas to put Norfolk into the state championship ball game here today. A team that was 13-12 coming in here, winning two state games, playing the defending champs in the opening round. A team that was undefeated. They had won somewhere around 50 games in a row coming into this state tournament today, and they beat the Benson Bunnies on Thursday, and now they play here in the state championship ball game. A large crowd on hand here at Pinnacle Bank for the Class A title game. Ball is in the air. Omaha Westside controls the opening tip. Westside will shoot to our basket to our left here in this first half of play. So Westside will work against the zone defense. The Warriors on the wing on the right side. That's going to be a Weideman. Lobs it inside. Wheeling in the lane is going to be Bridgman. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Final shot is up there and in by Poots. Again, Poots gets the offensive rebound and the putback, and Westside goes out on top now by a score of 2-0. Pressure by Westside here in backcourt. Larson has got the ball for Norfolk as she gets it into the offensive zone. They break that pressure. Westside is going to be in a man-to-man defense here. There's going to be a J.C. Bradley. She's their playmaker. The ball's going to be stripped away from her. It's picked up by Omaha Westside. A turnover there on Norfolk. Driving back the other way. A shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. We'll see if it counts. That was Quinn Weideman coming back the other way for Westside to getting the field goal. And the personal foul is going to be whistled before the shot in Norfolk. So the basket is waved off here. And Weideman has that one taken away from her. There's a Bridgman. Her shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. A long rebound. It comes out here to the near sideline. It's brought down by Williams. She drives, shoots, and scores. Talia Williams scoring there for Norfolk. And that makes it a 2-2 ball game now. On the right side is going to be a Quinn Weideman with the ball. Cross-court pass comes over here to Thacker. Top of the key to Johnson. Now to Thacker on the wing. Left side, a three-pointer put up there. No good. Rebound in the lane there by Bridgman. Follow shot is going to be no good. And a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Taylor Stoltz of Norfolk. That's going to be your first personal foul. And now it's going to be Jay Bridgman going to the free throw line here for Omaha Westside. She's averaging 15.2 points per ball game. The shot is up there, and the shot is good. Omaha Westside has now got the lead by the score of 3-2 here in the ball game. We'll get to something special here for Norfolk in just a second here. I want to pass this along early in the broadcast. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Bridgman, and the rebound comes down to Norfolk. Larson gets the rebound, so here comes the Panthers up the floor. Bradley has got it here on the right side. Bradley bounce pass goes inside. It's going to be deflected away, but it's picked up by Yoakum. Yoakum is double-teamed, brings it out into three-point territory, now drives the baseline, puts it up there and scores. Jenna Yoakum scoring there for Norfolk, and the Panthers go out on top now by a score of 4-3 here in this basketball game. You're listening to the Class A state championship ball game today here on ESPN Radio. Johnson has got the ball, lobs it inside to Bridgman. Bridgman can't do anything with the ball. Now she's double-teamed down in the corner. Bridgman, bounce pass, is going to be deflected out of bounds. There's going to be one side basketball. So Leah Williams for Norfolk is playing with one hand. She doesn't have a hand on her her left arm, as it's evidently been lost right above the wrist sometime during her childhood years. But she's playing with one hand, and she hit that first field goal for Norfolk. There's a shot from the corner that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Panthers. Back for J.C. Bradley, and she's going to be hit with a traveling violation. Bradley right at the top of the key trying to launch up a shot. So a lot of inspiration there for Talia Williams playing with one hand for Norfolk. She's averaging 7.5 points and 2.2 rebounds per game. She's playing out here at the guard position in this zone defense for Norfolk. You've had a couple of teams that have really had trouble with this here in the state tournament. Omaha Benson and Bellevue West. There's a shot taken there by Johnson from 15. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes out of J.C. Bradley. She runs her back the other way for Norfolk as they bring it into the offensive zone here. It's a 4-3 ball game. Norfolk has got a one-point lead over the Westside Warriors here for the Class A state championship. Leah Larson has got the ball, dribbles left and right across the top of the key, underneath the basket to Bradley. Bradley can't put up a shot. Now to do get it inside. The shot is up and in. That's Jenna Yoakum. Yoakum scores. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Norfolk has got the lead over Westside. It's 6-3. 5 minutes and 13 seconds to play now in the first quarter. Miranda Thacker has got the ball for Omaha Westside. Back around here at the top of the key. Throws it to the far side to a Weideman. Gwen Weideman back to Thacker on the wing. Entry pass to get it inside to Pooch. Down the left side to Johnson. Driving the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. It's going to be Westside basketball. Omaha Westside will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Into the ball game now for Norfolk is going to be Michaela Hymus as she checks in there. Omaha Westside won the state title back in 1999. They were runner-up in 2007. They're making their 12th state tournament appearance here for the 2015 season. They're trailing Norfolk by a score of 6-3 here in Class A. Cross-court pass goes to Thacker, open for three, takes the shot and misses badly. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Norfolk's basketball. So an air ball thrown up there by Miranda Thacker from the wing on the right side. It's a 6-3 ball game here in the first quarter. 4 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Norfolk will play things in. Williams has got the ball. Williams now comes back to the near side to get it into the offensive zone with the J.C. Bradley with it now. Bradley runs the offense, goes over to Michaela Hymus. Hymus out here in the three-point territory. Comes over here to Bradley. Dribble penetration. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Dumps the ball down low. That's going to be Hymus with the ball. Now she tries to return the pass back to Bradley. The ball is tipped away. Third turnover on Norfolk here in the ball game. This is Johnson with the ball. Johnson runs her back the other way for Westside. Down to Thacker. Bounce pass goes over on the wing on the right side. That's Weideman to Thacker. Now left side of the wing. Johnson has got the ball. Norfolk is in the zone defense, the 2-3 zone that's got so many problems here in the state tournament. Back outside to Johnson for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Bridgman in the lane. Spins. Double team, triple team. The ball knocked loose and is picked up by Norfolk. Michaela Hymus has got the ball for the Panthers. Norfolk out on top of Westside by a score of 6-3 with 3 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in this first quarter of play from the Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln tonight. That's Williams with the ball. Williams goes over to Johnson, down to the top of the key. Hymus for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Falling down with the ball is Bradley out of bounds, and it's going to be out of bounds. It's going to be Omaha Westside ball. So Westside will play things in. Into the ball game now for Westside is going to be Lindsey Curran. Lindsey Curran comes into the ball game, and now we've got a timeout called here. A timeout called by Omaha Westside. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll have more after this.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Omaha Westside has went 3 minutes and 21 seconds without scoring here in the ball game. They have missed their last 7 shots from the field. 6-3 is the score. Norfolk has got a 3-point lead. West Side comes back with the ball here on the wing on the left side. That's Curran. Lobs it inside. His shot is up there and in. That's Maya Soleriano picking up the field goal there. She's averaging 7.6 points per ball game. She just checked into the ball game for West Side. There's a pass that's going to be deflected. The scramble is out at the 10-second line. It's going to be taken down by West Side. That's the fourth turnover on Norfolk, and now a foul is going to be called. A pushing foul here is going to be called on the Panthers. It's going to go on to Williams. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number two on Norfolk. So now West Side will have a chance to pull ahead here. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 6-5. The Cinderella story, the Norfolk Panthers out on top of Omaha West Side here in this one with 3 minutes to play in the first quarter of play. 6-5, driving for the hole. There is going to be Weideman, and she's fouled in a play. Gwen Weideman just took off for the hole, and she is fouled in a play here. It's going to go on to Norfolk. Jenna Yoakum picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Panthers. To the free throw line will be Weideman for Omaha West Side. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Gwen Weideman averaging 12.7 points per ball game. She has scored 12 and 18 points in the two games thus far over Millard West and Lincoln Northeast. Next shot is up there and in by Weideman. So she hits two, and Omaha West Side has the lead now. 7-6 is the score. The scoring drought now for Norfolk is 2.5 minutes. So each team has had a scoring drought here in this first quarter of play. There's a ball that's going to be kicked into the scorer's table right in front of us. Here we had that basketball right in my lap here at courtside. Playing the ball in is going to be Jenna Yoakum now for Norfolk with 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 7-6 is the score. Omaha West Side has got the lead. J.C. Bradley with the ball here for Norfolk. Out here in three-point territory. Throws it over to Williams on the far side of the floor, right in front of the West Side bench. Out between the rings again to a Johnson down in the corner. Long-range jumper by Bradley is going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Soleriano. Soleriano got the rebound. Gets it away now to Johnson. Hustles back the other way. Over here on the wing on the left side to Curran. Cross-court pass goes to Weideman. Back outside. Here's a long-range jumper from three by Curran. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Williams. Williams runs her back the other way for Norfolk. Hands it away to a J.C. Bradley. Back to Williams in the corner looking to drive and can't do it. Williams passes it out on top to Johnson. Out to a J.C. Bradley now. Just to the left of the circle. West Side is in the man-to-man defense. Bradley with the ball trying to penetrate. Kicks it back out on the corner to Hymas. Down in the corner. Three-pointer is put up there and in. Jenna Yoakum hits a three ball for Norfolk. She's got 7 points in the ball game, and the Panthers go back out on top now on a score of 8-7. They just give her a two-pointer there. Her foot was on the line, so Yoakum hits a two ball from deep in the left corner. She's got 6 points now in the ball game. It's 8-7. Norfolk with a lead down the lane. Here's a shot up there. It's up and missing as Bridgman misses that driving layup. Rebound to Bradley. Long pass down the floor to Williams. Shot good. Bradley gets the assist. Williams gets the field goal. 10-7 is the score now. Norfolk has got a three-point lead over Omaha West Side. Johnson has got the ball. Johnson now to Kennedy. Cross-court pass comes over here to Curran. Lobs it down low to Soleriano, and a foul is going to be called. Maya Soleriano is the ball deflected out of her hands, and a personal foul is called there on the Norfolk, and now in shooting situation, now they're going to give them two shots. Nope, they changed their mind. They're going to play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. Johnson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first for Norfolk. So Omaha West Side will play things in. Far side, a shot for three is up there by Lindsey Curran. No good. Rebound comes down to Norfolk. That's J.C. Bradley with a rebound for the Panthers. She'll bring it back across the 10-second line. Waist high here. 47 seconds to play. Now Norfolk will back her on out. And perhaps play for the final shot here with a three-point lead at 10-7. J.C. Bradley, who scored 48 points in the two ball games here at the state tournament, dribbling the ball out here with Quinn Weideman wider in their face defensively here for Omaha West Side. And now we got a foul call on Weideman. Quinn Weideman got a little anxious there as a J.C. Bradley was just dribbling with the ball, was going to take off. Weideman hits her with a personal foul. That's her first. That's going to be team foul number one on Omaha West Side here in this first half of play. Playing the ball in for Norfolk. Off of the far sideline will be Johnson. Here comes Miranda Thacker back into the ball game now. Weideman will take a seat. So Thacker back into the ball game for Omaha West Side. They get it into a J.C. Bradley out here. And Bradley again just across the 10-second line. Looks up. Clock is running at 23 seconds to play here in the first quarter. J.C. Bradley dribbling the ball out here. Bradley now behind his screen, and we got an offensive foul is called here. Jenna Yoakum came up to set the screen. An illegal screen is called there. And she picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be a turnover on Norfolk, their fifth of the first quarter. And now coming back the other way is going to be Omaha Westside. They will play things in right here at the 10-second line with 14.7 seconds to play. So 14.7 seconds to play, first quarter. Norfolk has got a three-point lead. And now Omaha Westside with the ball. Meisner lobs the ball inside to Bridgman. Kicks it back out to a Meisner looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Gets the Thacker on the wing. Now to Meisner. Comes across the top to Curran. Curran, they don't get a shot away. Great defense there by Norfolk. They play the zone with not much pressure out there. Westside just lost track of the time, and it runs out. So that's the end of the first quarter. They don't get a shot away to end this first quarter of play. Norfolk has got the lead over Omaha Westside in the state championship ball game in Class A. It's Norfolk 10, Omaha Westside 7. You're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament tonight on ESPN Radio.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids' menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member
FDIC. Coverage from the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament tonight brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and by Mary Lanning Healthcare celebrating 100 years of inspired care. The Norfolk Panthers playing with some inspiration here in this one in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Everybody talking about the Cinderella story of Norfolk. 13-12 coming into the state tournament. Wins over the defending champions in Omaha Benson and winners over Bellevue West in the last 2 days. And now in the state championship ball game for the first time ever as they try to win a title here in girls basketball. Norfolk has got the ball as they will start off this second quarter of play. It's a 10-7 score. Norfolk has got the lead. Panthers have it in their forecourt now. Johnson has got it on the far sideline, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, comes across the top to Williams. Williams dribbling with the ball now, stops, gets it to Leah Larson here on the near sideline. Back out as they reverse the ball out here to Riley Johnson. Far sideline to Williams, sends it to J.C. Bradley, squares right under the basket, dribbles underneath the hole, now loses control, out of bounds. J.C. Bradley trying to work it underneath the basket there and lost it out of bounds. That's going to be the sixth turnover on Norfolk here in the ball game. And now Omaha Westside will come back the other way. Six turnovers on the Panthers. Westside will have a chance to tie right here with a three-point field goal. Westside hustling into the forecourt now. Johnson has got the Thacker over to Johnson, top of the key to Thacker on the wing. Dribble penetration, throws it down on the baseline. Bridgman from 15. Her shot is up there, no good, and the rebound comes out of Norfolk. Jenna Yoakum with a rebound for the Panthers. The J.C. Bradley. Bradley's pass to Johnson, shot good. Leah Larson, not Johnson, Leah Larson scoring there on a nice pass from Bradley. And now it's a 12-7 ball game. Norfolk with a five-point lead. Here's a jumper by Johnson that barely draws iron, and the rebound brought down by J.C. Bradley of Norfolk, and a double dribble violation of Bradley in backcourt. Seven turnovers on Norfolk here in the ball game. And the ball game now for the Panthers is going to be Erica Metal as she comes in there now. Metal is averaging 2.7 points per ball game for the Panthers. So Omaha Westside will play things in on for the far sideline. Thacker has got the ball. Norfolk just stays in his zone defense. The 2-3 zone over on the right side is going to be Weideman. Entry pass to Bridgman, who drops it down low. Thacker has got it. Now back outside. Johnson looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Back out to Thacker. Out here in three-point territory to Quinn Weideman. To Thacker on the wing. Entry pass inside. They get it to Pooch. They're working her back around the perimeter now, driving down the lane. He's going to be Weideman. Shot is up there, no good. Gets her own rebound. Foul shot, good. Glenn Weideman got the offensive board and the putback. She got 4 points in the ball game. 12-9 the score now. Omaha West Side down by 3 points. Norfolk has got the ball. This is going to be Metal with it now. She brings it into the offensive zone. Moves it down in the corner to Williams. Drives the baseline. It's cut off. Williams has it knocked loose. Now a double dribble violation is called on Talia Williams for Norfolk. That's going to be the eighth turnover on the Panthers in the ball game. Omaha West Side, they've got just 2 turnovers so far in the contest. It's a 12-9 ball game. West Side again can tie here with a 3-point field goal. Miranda Thacker comes out between the rings to a Johnson. Right side down to Weideman. Cross-court pass goes to Thacker. Inside down to Bridgman. Double team. She forces up a shot. It's up there and in. Jay Bridgman was surrounded by Panthers. Bridgman goes up and hits the field goal. She's averaging 15.2 points per ball game. She's got 3 already tonight. 12-11 now. Norfolk has got a 1-point lead. Williams with the ball in the deep right corner. Comes out here now to Aaliyah Larson. Back around the horn. They get it to Johnson down to the far sideline. Metal has got the ball. Now they get it to Williams. Driving down the lane. The ball stripped away. It is stripped away here as a Jen Pooch comes down with it for the West Side Warriors. Here's a Reagan Johnson with the ball now. Johnson takes it to Weideman. Out of Johnson to Thacker on the wing on the left side. Lob it into Bridgman. Her shot is up there and in. Jay Bridgman is a load to handle inside for a Norfolk. Bridgman gets the field goal. She's now got 5. West Side goes back out on top by a score of 13-12 here in the ball game. Jenna Yoakum double team on the wing. Sends a pass inside. It's going to be tipped away. Picked up again by Omaha West Side. And the foul is going to be called in backcourt. 10 turnovers on Norfolk here in the basketball game. And now a foul is called on the Panthers. It's going to go on Larson. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Norfolk. So this will be a 1-1 situation coming back the other way now for Omaha West Side. Going to the line is going to be a Jen Pooch. We're going to have a timeout, Norfolk. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll have more after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
The Class C2 state championship ball game is coming up next between Crofton and Hastings St. Cecilia. It'll tip off at 8:30 tonight. The final game of 6 on this championship Saturday. Jen Pootz will go to the free throw line for Omaha West Side. Pootz has got a field goal for 2 points so far in this ball game. She's had games of 4 and 6 points so far in this girls' state high school basketball tournament. So Omaha West Side has got the lead over Norfolk. The score is now 13-12 in this basketball game. Norfolk had a 10-7 lead after the first quarter. West Side to the free throw line now with Jen Pootz. Eyes the bucket. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Omaha West Side now in a 7-0 run in the past 90 seconds. They've hit their last 3 field goals, and now Jen Pooch will have a second free throw attempt here. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Pooch now with 4, and Omaha West Side now with a 15-12 lead over Norfolk in the Class A state championship ball game. And out West Side applying pressure here in backcourt. Williams has got the ball on the far sideline. Gets it back to the center of the floor to J.C. Bradley. Powers her way across the 10-second line. Down to Williams to J.C. Bradley in the corner. J.C. stops and pops for 3. Off of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Larson. Her shot's blocked out of bounds. Leah Larson got the offensive board, but it was blocked out of bounds. And now they're going to say there's a foul down there. The other official comes in and calls the foul, so Larson will go to the free throw line. She was fouled into play there by Bridgman. That's going to be her first. So it's going to be Leah Larson going to the free throw line now for Norfolk. She got a field goal and 2 points here tonight. Her first free throw is up there. It's good. That's the first free throw of the night by the Norfolk Panthers. It's now a 15-13 ball game. Omaha West Side with a lead over Norfolk in the Class A state championship ball game. Larson will have one more. Shot off of the mark. No good. Ball tapped to the corner. Larson picks it up for Norfolk. Larson has got it here for the Panthers. Sends it out on top to Williams. Down the right corner to Johnson. She is clobbered on the play. In fact, a couple of players collide down there deep in the right corner. We got an injured player down there for Omaha Westside as they collide and they hit the ground hard down there. And now we've got a girl down for Omaha Westside. So we've got an injury timeout now. I think that's we'll get the official call down there in the corner. With 4 minutes and 29 seconds to play, we've got an injured player here for Omaha Westside. So we got an injury timeout. And this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll be back with more after this.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At three times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And we're back here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. That's a Miranda Thacker who went flying here and hit her head on the hardwood, and she's a little groggy in getting up. That might be all she wrote here tonight for Miranda Thacker. She heads off of the floor now for Omaha Westside. There's a big collision here on the right side of the floor, and Thacker went flying. She came down hard on the, looks like her tailbone or something. She's going to come over to the bench now. Might have hit her head, might have hit her tailbone. Who knows what happened out there in the corner. It's going to be Norfolk playing the ball down here in the corner. Playing it in, 15-13 is the score. We got 4 minutes and 29 seconds to play. Omaha Westside has got a two-point lead. Norfolk will inbound the ball. Williams looking, comes out here to the top of the key. That's Larson with the ball back to Williams. Out in three-point territory, sends it inside. Norfolk has got the ball. It's going to be swatted away here now from Stoltz. Stoltz picks her back up, moves it down the right side of the lane, has to get rid of it. Now she does. It goes out of bounds, and the officials look. They're going to confer here on the near sideline. Williams was over here. The officials will look, and they give the ball to West Side on the turnover. Norfolk turns it away for the 11th time here in this first half of play. So West Side will come back the other way. 15-13 is the score. Omaha West Side with a two-point lead over the Cinderella story, the Norfolk Panthers. Here in this basketball game here tonight, Norfolk just stays hunkered down in their zone defense. Has been very successful here in the state tournament. Why change it now? Right side is going to be Kern with the ball for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound comes on the near side. The scramble is on. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of West Side, so it'll stay right here. And the Warriors will play things in. High school basketball action here tonight from the girls' state tournament in Lincoln on ESPN Radio. The sixth of six games coming up immediately following this one. We'll have Hastings St. Cecilia and Crofton here tonight. Omaha West Side will play things in. Johnson gets it in right underneath the basket, and a foul is going to be called. We got it into Jen Poots, and Poots is fouled in the play. She'll go to the charity stripe down for Omaha West Side as he was hammered on the play. So Jen Poots to the free throw line now for Omaha West Side. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and she's got a field goal, and she's 2 out of 2 from the line. Poots looks up there. Her free throw is up and in. So Jen Poots hits the free throw. West Side down 6 out of 7 from the free throw line in this ball game tonight. Jen Poots will have one more. Eyes the bucket, carefully puts it up there. The shot is short, no good, and the rebound comes down to J.C. Bradley. Bradley down the near sideline to Leah Larson. She loses control of the ball. Bradley picks it up, and now she's going to be tied up on the play. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Norfolk. She was tied up there by Quinn Weideman. So Norfolk will play things in here on the near sideline. 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 16-13 is the score. Omaha West Side leading Norfolk here in the Class A state championship ball game. J.C. Bradley with the ball around the screen from Stoltz. Bradley works it back around Stoltz, moves it to the right side. Now to Larson for three. Shot is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Bridgman of Omaha West Side. Bridgman gets the ball to Weideman. Throws it to the right wing now to Kern. Now to Weideman, drives it down to Lehner. Scoop shot's up there, no good. Rebound is loose, is picked up by Weideman in the corner. Keeps it alive for Omaha West Side. The Warriors attacking here. Back outside to Johnson, swings the left side to Weideman. Entry pass to get it inside to Solorano, and her shot is up and in. Maya Solorano scoring there. She's got 4 points in the ball game. West Side now with a 5-point lead over Norfolk. The score is 18-13. Here's Bradley with the ball, winding her way up the floor. Contact made, foul called. Weideman picks up the personal foul for Omaha West Side. That's going to be her second. So two fouls now on Weideman. That's going to be team foul number four on Omaha West Side here in the basketball game. Larson checks out into the ball game now. Michaela Hymas for Norfolk as she checks in. Also coming into the ball game now is going to be West Side's Bridget Meisner. She comes into the contest as well. So inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. Down in their corner is going to be a J.C. Bradley, the leading scorer for Norfolk. She's got the ball around the screen. Bradley takes it down on the baseline, stops there as it's cut off by West Side. Back on the high left side, the Riley Johnson, the Williams. Now they get it in the hands of J.C. Bradley again. Back to the right side. Hymas has got the ball, dribbles down the right side of the lane. Her shot won't go, no good. Ball is loose and is picked up here by Omaha West Side. Maya Solorano got the rebound, gets it in the hands of Reagan Johnson. Johnson down to the wing. On the right side to Kern, now to Johnson. Left side to Meisner, cross-court pass. They work it to Kern for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound is loose, and it's going to be picked up here by Omaha West Side. Bridgman gets the ball into the hands of Johnson. Her shot for three is no good, and now it goes out of bounds. That's going to be Norfolk basketball. 18-13 is the score. Omaha West Side has got the lead. West Side hitting 26% of their field goals so far in the ball game. Norfolk hanging in there. As they're shooting 50%, 6 out of 12 for the field for the Panthers. There's a Williams with the ball. Williams pulls it down, comes over here to Riley Johnson into the offensive zone. Johnson down to a Bradley. J.C. Bradley around the screen from Stoltz. J.C. just dribbling with the ball on the right side of the lane out here in three-point territory. J.C. Bradley on the dribble, moves it to the top of the key, flips the ball back now to Michaela Hymas. Back to Bradley. Bradley looking to penetrate. Now she's double-teamed, sends it down in the corner to Williams. Williams, she gets around his screen, jump pass, goes back down to Bradley in the corner. Her shot from 15 is an air ball, no good. Rebound, Hymas for Norfolk. They reset the offense. They bring the pass back out to Johnson, out of J.C. for three, shot good. J.C. Bradley throws up a three, an air ball earlier, but she hits a three ball right there. And that gives West Side a two-point advantage now at 18-16 here in the ball game as J.C. Bradley got the three-pointer. Williams now with a steal, but she loses the ball into the backcourt. Now it's loose again. It goes out of bounds. They're on the baseline, and it's going to be West Side basketball. So Omaha West Side will bring the ball back. 1 minute, 10 seconds to play. They're in the second quarter. Omaha West Side has got a two-point lead over Norfolk. The score is 18-16. And in the ball game now for Omaha West Side is going to be Quinn Weideman as she checks back in there. She will inbound the ball down here. On the baselines, they have to come the length of the floor now. Reagan Johnson has got it for West Side. Moves it over on the wing to Meisner. Back to Johnson. Wanted to pull the trigger, did not. Here's a Bridgman with the ball down in the deep left corner now. That's Weideman with it. Weideman out to Johnson. On the wing on the right side to Meisner. Cross-court pass comes over here to Weideman. Drops it down low to Bridgman. Drives the baseline and the foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be called here on Norfolk. It's going to go on Riley Johnson, I believe. She was there for the Panthers. That's going to be the case. Riley Johnson picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 9 in the Panthers. Going to the free throw line for Omaha West Side will be Jay Bridgman. She's got 5 points in the basketball game. 1 of 2 from the line. Her shot is up there. It's good. She'll get one more. Into the ball game now for Norfolk is going to be Jenna Yoakum. Yoakum's hit 3 three-pointer, actually 3 2-point field goals here in this first half of play. He's into the ball game now with 49 seconds to play in the first half, 19-16 West Side. There's the next shot. It's up there and in by Jay Bridgman. So she knocks down a couple of free throws. But now it's a 20-16 ball game. Norfolk has hit only 1 out of their last 5 shots. The same story is true for Omaha West Side. 1 out of their last 5 field goal attempts. 20-16 is the score. Omaha West Side has got the lead. There's J.C. Bradley, and she's going to be fouled in the play. She was driving the ball to the hole. Personal foul going to be called here on Jen Pooch of Omaha Westside. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 5 called on Westside here in this first half of play. So no free throws here. Williams will inbound the ball to J.C. Bradley. Bradley on the dribble now. Starts off right, moves it down the left side of the lane. Now she gets it to Williams on the far sideline. Williams out here in three-point territory. Down to J.C. Bradley again. 23 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 20-16, Omaha Westside with a four-point lead. J.C. backs her back out near the 10-second line. J.C. Bradley looks to the clock. We're down to 13 seconds to play. Bradley is now going to penetrate, throws it to Williams on the far sideline. Williams takes it direct. The ball is going to be stripped away. Ball is loose. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Westside. 2 seconds, 1 second, and the half is over. Omaha Westside will have the lead over Norfolk at halftime. The Class A state championship game. Yeah, good one so far. Omaha Westside with a lead over the Norfolk Panthers at the break. The score is Omaha Westside 20, Norfolk 16. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on ESPN Radio.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care. And I think that that's just continued on.
I think the common core that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
All right, we're back here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. It's the Class A State Championship ball game for us. Omaha Westside out on top of Norfolk by the score of 20-16 here at the break. Each team kind of stumbled away to halftime. Omaha Westside here only 1 out of 5 shots down the stretch. And it was Norfolk hitting 1 out of 6 shots down the stretch. Omaha Westside right now hitting only 25% from the floor. They're 0 out of 9 from 3-point territory. Norfolk is hitting 7 out of 15 from the field for 46%. They're 1 out of 3 from three-point territory. And our score here at halftime is Omaha Westside over Norfolk by a score of 20-16. This is the 5th of 6 games that we'll see here today. That's a Pinnacle Bank with the Class C2 state championship game coming up next between Crofton and Hastings St. Cecilia as we spend a couple of minutes here at halftime with the head coach of the Hawkettes, Tim Farmer, and Coach... Congratulations on your run so far. It's been a good one. Last night's ball game with Sutton, maybe the best that the Hawkettes have played, but you got a huge task here tonight with Crofton. Your feelings on tonight's ball game?
Well, the last couple trips to Omaha or Lincoln here has been pretty good at the state tournament for us. We get hot at the right times, and seems to be the case again this year. But again, we get to face Crofton in the final, and they have a way of neutralizing some of your hot spells that you go through. But we're prepared for them, you know, as well as you can be. Obviously, we've played them twice before, so it's not like we don't know what to expect. We just have to execute as well as we can and see if we can't limit some of our turnovers.
Yeah, this is the matchup we have seen the last 2 years, and Crofton has been able to beat you guys in each of those instances. You weren't around as far as the head coach was concerned, but why was Crofton successful against the St. Cecilia the last 2 years?
Well, from what I could tell on film and such that we were watching is, you know, we've got a little frazzled right from the get-go that, you know, their pressure is some of the best pressure you're going to face. Obviously, we're going to face all year, and we didn't handle it very well. The girls weren't prepared as far as mentally being able to attack and not get so frazzled that if they fight their way out of it. I mean, they stayed frazzled for quarter after quarter. So we're hoping tonight at least we can go in spurts and maybe have moments where we can do some good things against their pressure, and maybe that'll, you know, propel itself into something positive. But the last couple times we played them, it was just kind of ugly from the get-go for the most part in how we handled it, and it didn't get much better.
So obviously the star of the ball game tonight might be a doubly important Saint Cecilia's. Going to have to get off to a good start tonight to maybe stay in this thing.
Well, yeah, pretty much like last night. We wanted to get off to a good start, and tonight's going to be even tougher because, you know, they'll run that token sometimes 2-2-1 and match up man, full court stuff. So, you know, I think it's going to be a track meet. It's going to be up and down for sure. So if we can get out and do some good things early, then mentally I think our girls will respond to that and think they can at least perform better than they have in the past and do something good with it.
Here we're talking with Tim Farmer. He's the head coach of the Hastings Saints Cecilia Hawkettes. A huge task tonight as they take on Crompton, the three-time defending state champs here in this ball game tonight. This is a team that's won 52 games in a row. As we will see them later on tonight. Just talk about the Crompton defense. You and I both saw them last night as they played at West Point Central Catholic. We were extremely impressed by what they got done defensively. It's like having seven guys, maybe seven girls on the floor instead of five. They're just so active on defense.
Well, the key for them is they're, you know, they got a combination of girls that are they're athletic and long, and they mix it up. You know, it's you know, when I'm scouting things and I'm thinking, okay, they're going to run a 2-2-1. You know, three-quarter court zone at us. You know, the next possession, it's man. You know, and there's really no rhyme or reason to it. I haven't figured it out, and I know their coach had mentioned in an article that they like mixing things up. So that's what makes it so difficult. You can't really, you know, plan on something for a possession or two, even between timeouts. You never know really what they're going to throw at you, and that's what makes them so effective. You know, their length and their athleticism causes big fits, and you're not sure what to expect.
I guess the one glaring thing right off the bat, their length on the perimeter, is that going to cause some problems? Chandra's not a big girl at 5'3", scored in a ton last night with 36 points against Sutton, but is that going to cause some problems for her out on the perimeter?
Well, you know, I don't know what kind of matchup they're going to throw at her. They got Sanger, who is a little bit shorter girl that is pretty athletic, and I think they might start with her on her. You know, if they start with the Aarons girl with her length, I kind of hope they go that route. Then we can rubber off those high screens, and then somebody else has to guard her. You know, it's, you know, if they put their shortest girl on her right away, then we rub off, and then somebody taller is going to affect her jump shots from out there. But then at the same time, she'd be able to go the hole easier. You know, she kind of picks and chooses what's going to work, and tries to attack and find Claire, and the other shooter is standing on the wings waiting for a pass. So, you know, they're good all over the place. You know, she's just going to have a chore to figure out what she's going to do.
Where can we attack tonight? Where do we have an advantage?
Well, I just think, honestly, if we run the floor like we ran last night, you know, I told some media last evening that I honestly like this matchup better than I would Guardian Angel. I mean, we don't play well in a half-court set, never have, and probably never will as far as I'm around, but, you know, at least Crofton will allow us to get in the open court and get some transition baskets like we do when we're playing well, you know. It just seems like things are smoother and flow a little better when we're scattered all over the place and people are just running. You know, if we're standing around trying to execute something in the half court, we struggle some.
And that was the case last night. We got our transition game going. The game that we played last night, we're going to have to probably duplicate that effort and that style of ball, what we had last night against Sutton in this ball game tonight, and maybe take it even a notch further, won't
we? For sure. We talked about it all day today. You know, it's one thing to play good like that during the season because you usually have a couple days or maybe 4 days to recoup, but that's going to be the tough part. The girls know it's a challenge tonight, and it's going to take that kind of effort to keep us in this game, to be honest with you. They're so well-coached and disciplined in what they do. It's just everybody knows they're good, and we're going to give them our best shot.
What about hanging around? You get the final ball game here today, the 8:45 game. You guys were here all weekend long, and now you got to wait until the very last game to play this state championship. How was that wait for you?
Well, the issue with that, you know, I'll talk with Coach Asher about it, but it's not much fun, to be honest. You know, it's all day long. We're going to shoot arounds, and, you know, of course, we attended Mass this afternoon and tried to find things to do. You know, you know, it was one of those instances where you almost rather play in the afternoon or even early evening, but these late games do pose somewhat of a problem, especially when you got to check out of your hotel by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's definitely a different route. Some years were this way and some years were 9 a.m. So I'm not sure which is better or worse. We just, you know, go with the flow and see what we can do tonight.
All right, good luck. I think tonight's game will be a wild one. They cap off the six games, and the best of luck. Bring home a championship.
That would be nice. It's definitely going to be fun. So,
all right, we'll hopefully see you afterwards.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, Tim Farmer, he's the head coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. Again, a great ball game coming up to cap our six-game excursion here today as Crompton will take on Hastings St. Cecilia for the Class C2 state championship. That game is coming up next here on ESPN Radio. We've got the second half of the Class A state championship ball game coming up. Omaha Westside has got the lead over Norfolk by a score of 20-16. By the way, our halftime show today is brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back with more after this on ESPN Radio.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
All right, Mike Will back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln here tonight. The Class A State Championship ball game. Omaha Westside with a lead over Norfolk by a score of 20-16. Scoring in the ball game thus far, Jenny Yoakum leading the way for Norfolk. She has hit 3 field goals and 6 points. So Leo Williams has got a couple of field goals for 4. J.C. Bradley has been held to just 3 points tonight on a 3-pointer. She's their leading scorer. She had 34 against Omaha Benson, 14 against Bellevue West. She's got only 3 points here in halftime against Omaha Westside. And Leah Larson, she has got a field goal, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 3 points. Norfolk is 1 out of 2 from the stripe here in the first half of play. Meanwhile, for Omaha Westside, they're being led so far by Jay Bridgman. She has got 7 points. She's got a couple of field goals, and she's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Jen Poots, she has got a field goal, and she is 3 out of 4 from the line. She's got 5. Quinn Weideman, she has got a field goal, and she's 2 out of 2 from the line for 4 points. And Maya Solorano has got a couple of field goals and 4 points here at the break. Omaha Westside, 8 out of 10 from the free throw line in the first half. Rebounds so far, Norfolk's got 16. Omaha Westside has got 13. The leading rebounder for the Panthers in the first half was J.C. Bradley. She's got 5. Jay Bridgman, she has got 5 rebounds for Omaha Westside. Westside has turned the ball over 2 times in the ball game. Norfolk, they have been hit with 12 turnovers. Westside has got 2 block shots and 5 steals. Norfolk with no block shots and 2 steals. So the largest lead for Omaha Westside was 5 points in the second quarter. The largest lead by Norfolk was 5 points also in the second quarter. And right now, our score is sitting at 20-16. Omaha Westside with a lead over the Cinderella story. The Norfolk Panthers, who came into this state tournament with a mark of 13-12, winning 2 games here so far this week, trying to knock off Omaha Westside for their first ever Class A state championship in girls basketball. Second half ought to be a dandy. We've got it coming up for you next year on ESPN Radio. We'll have the third quarter after this on ESPN.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
All right, we're back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena as we get set for the second half. We got a great count on hand here for the Class A state championship game tonight. Hastings Saints SA and Crofton coming up next here on ESPN Radio. Scheduled tip-off time is set for 8:30 tonight. In fact, we're going to be a few minutes later than that, I assume. But somewhere around 8:30, 8:45 will be the scheduled tip-off time for Hastings Saints SA and Crofton coming up next here on ESPN Radio. Omaha West Side will inbound the ball to begin the second half of play. Warriors will shoot to our basket to our right. And they say we're ready to go, and they'll inbound the ball. Reagan Johnson has got it down for Omaha West Side. Norfolk will stay with this zone defense. They have not alleviated from that the entire tournament so far. Out on top, this is going to be Reagan Johnson. Dribble penetration out to Thacker, who's back into the ball game. Fires up a three-baller shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Johnson. Johnson down to a Weideman. Over to Thacker on the wing on the left side. Two-handed pass. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Johnson. Moves to her left. Throws up a three and hits it. Reagan Johnson throws up a three-ball, and now Omaha West Side has their biggest lead of the ball game at 23-16 with 7:26 to play here in the third quarter. Norfolk has got the ball. Here's a J.C. Bradley dribble penetration. Throws it to the far sideline to Yoakum. Now to Bradley. Out here in three-point territory on the wing. Back down to Yoakum in the corner. Yoakum looking. Finally goes inside. They get it to Larson. Back down in the corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Yoakum. And the rebound comes down here to Jen Poots. Poots gets it down to Reagan Johnson. West Side with a seven-point lead on the far sideline. That's going to be Thacker with the ball. Dribbles to the top of the key. She's the player that was injured in the first half. She's back into the ball game for the Warriors. Takes a three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the left side. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Taylor Stoltz. Stoltz gets into the hands of J.C. Bradley. Dribbles down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down by Omaha West Side. Jen Poots with the rebound. Gets it away down to Weideman. Winds her way up the floor. Takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Quinn Weideman scoring there for Omaha West Side. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points. It's now 25-16. Omaha West Side with a lead over Norfolk. This is their biggest lead of the ball game. Now it occurs here in the third quarter. J.C. Bradley has got the ball. Moves it down in the corner to Larson. The Panthers need a field goal here to stay toe-to-toe. Here's a three-pointer by Bradley. It's off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Johnson. Reagan Johnson winding her way back the other way for Omaha West Side. Johnson leaves it out here to Thacker. Takes it inside the free throw circle to Weideman. Weideman dribbles inside the free throw circle as well. Gets it to Thacker now on the right side. Entry pass down low. They get it to Meisner. He sides up and in. Well, that's Jen Poots. Jen Poots scoring there. And now we got a timeout called here by Norfolk. It's an 11-point lead for Omaha West Side. We got a timeout with 5:46 to play here in the third quarter. A timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll have more after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
All right, 5:46 to play here in the third quarter. Omaha West Side is now out on top of Norfolk by a score of 27-16. Norfolk has got the ball back in their offensive scoring zone as they try to come back here in this basketball game. There's a Yoakum with the ball on the far sideline right in front of the Panthers bench. Gets into the hands of J.C. Bradley. Here's Larson. Her shot from the elbow is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Norfolk. Williams has got the ball. Deep right corner for three. Shot good. Talia Williams hitting a three-pointer from the deep right corner. Pulls Norfolk back to within 8 points. 27-19. Here's Johnson with the ball now for Omaha West Side. The Curran comes over here to Weideman. 200 pass goes to the far sideline again to Johnson. Weideman gets it back at the point. Now to Johnson. Johnson now to Weideman. Free throw line extended right side. Back out to Johnson. Swings the left side to Johnson. Reagan Johnson, entry pass inside. Deflected away from Pooch. Pooch picks it back up. Out to Weideman now. Back out to the top of the key to Curran. Left side, they get it down to the baseline. There's a bounce pass inside to Bridgman. Her shot is up and in. Bridgman now with 9 points in the ball game for Omaha West Side. It's a 10-point ball game. 29-19 is the score. Here comes Norfolk back the other way. Down in the left corner, Larson has got the ball. The J.C. Bradley gets away, puts a girl in the air. Bradley can't go up for the shot. Out to Williams, thought about the three, passed it up. Down to Larson, entry pass to get it inside to Stoltz. Now to Larson. Down in the corner, here's J.C. Bradley with the ball against Weideman. Dribbles behind her back, takes it down to baseline. The ball swatted away, and it is picked up here by Omaha West Side. Bridgman gets the ball, now to Weideman in the fourth quarter. Turnover on Norfolk, their 13th in the ball game. A shot from the baseline by Weideman is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Norfolk. The Panthers have the ball back the other way. J.C. Bradley for three. Count it. J.C. Bradley's second three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 6 points, 29-22. Omaha West Side with a 7-point lead. Here's a Weideman with the ball now for the Warriors. Weideman comes out to Johnson. Now to Weideman. Entry pass to get it inside to Bridgman. Double team comes out to Johnson. Now right side to Weideman. Cross-court pass goes over there to Curran. Top of the circle is going to be Reagan Johnson. Norfolk is still in the zone defense. They have played it the entire tournament so far. Here's a Weideman with the ball. Now to Bridgman at the free throw line. Spins. Takes the ball down low. That's going to be Pooch. Her shot is up and in. Jen Pooch scores. She's now got 9 points in the ball game here for Omaha West Side, 31-22. Norfolk down by 9 points, and now a foul is going to be called on Reagan Johnson. Johnson is going to be hit with a personal foul here for West Side. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number one on West Side here in the second half of play. And now we've got a timeout on the floor. We've got a timeout on the floor in the Class A State Championship ball game here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll have more after this.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
All right, we're back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. 3 minutes and 17 seconds to go. Our Class A state championship ball game. We're in the third quarter. Omaha Westside has got the lead over Norfolk. It was a 20-16 ball game at halftime in favor of the Warriors. Omaha Westside has hit 4 out of the last 5 field goal attempts here in the ball game to open up this lead. And now Norfolk has got the ball on the far sideline. They will inbound the ball. The J.C. Bradley hood, a big three-pointer for Norfolk just a couple of possessions ago. There's a Williams with the ball on the right side. Williams sends it down in the corner. That's going to be J.C. Bradley with the ball. Bradley around the screen from Johnson. Circles around, throws it here to the near side to Hymus. Back on top to Williams. Now to J.C. Bradley holding the ball out here in three-point territory, 25 feet away from the basket. J.C. Bradley puts it on the floor, drives it down to the baseline. Contact made, and the foul is going to be called here on Bridgman. Jay Bridgman picks up the personal foul for Omaha Westside. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 2 on the Warriors. Omaha Westside has not won a state championship since 1999. Norfolk has never won a championship in girls basketball. They're battling it out here for the 2015 title. Williams has got the ball across the top of the key here over here on the left side. They return it back to Michaela Hymus, who's into the ball game for Norfolk. Hands it away to Williams inside the free throw circle. Backs her back out. Dribbling to the right side. Hands it away down in the corner. Williams finally gets into the hands of J.C. Bradley. Bradley free throw line extended right side. Westside's in a man-to-man defense. Bradley trying to get away as she dribbles behind her back. Now retreats out here in the three-point territory. Brings it to the center of the floor. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Omaha Westside. Soriano. Now we got a jump ball called. Soriano was tied up in the play back here in backcourt by Norfolk's Michaela Hymus. It's going to be Norfolk basketball as they will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 31-22. Westside has got the lead over Norfolk. They'll play things in. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good. A quick shot taken there by Yoakum. Rebound comes down to Westside as they run her back the other way. That's Weideman with the ball back outside. A three-pointer is thrown up there. No good by Kern. And the rebound comes down to Williams. She has the basketball stripped away, but it's going to be picked up again by Bradley. And now a jump ball is called. Reagan Johnson came in and tied up J.C. Bradley. The officials wanted a foul called there. But they didn't get it. It was a jump ball. So Omaha Westside will get it on the alternating jump. There's a Westside out to the top of the key. Johnson has got it. Cross court pass comes to the near side. Lindsey Curran back the other way. A long range jumper put up there by Weideman is going to be no good. Bound with the rebound. It's brought down here by Norfolk. And another jump ball is called. Now the Panther fans across the way getting a little hot under the collar here. A minute and 35 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 31-22. Omaha Westside with the lead. Coming into the ball game now for Westside is going to be Collie Anderson. She's going to check in for the first time. Callie Anderson. She's a 5'10" junior. She's averaging 1.6 points per ball game. She'll be at one of the guard spots now for the Warriors. Norfolk with the ball and trying to come back in this basketball game. J.C. Bradley moves it underneath the basket, and now she steps out of bounds. Bradley thought she was bumped out of bounds, pleading with the official there. That's going to be a turnover on Norfolk. That's going to be their 13th turnover of this basketball game. And now Omaha Westside has got the ball. They've got a 9-point lead, 31-22. Bombs away for three. Shot up there. It's going to be no good by Lindsey Kern. And the rebound comes down to Williams for Norfolk. She drives it the length of the floor and misses the shot, but she's fouling the play. Personal foul going to be whistled here on Weideman, Quinn Weideman for Westside. That's going to be her third personal foul. So now going to the free throw line for Norfolk. There's going to be Talia Williams for two. Her first shot is up there. It's good. Williams is a girl that is playing with just one hand. Her left hand has been severed right around the wrist area, so she's been playing with that here tonight. Just keep that in mind, Talia Williams. She's now got 8 points in the basketball game. And Williams will have another shot here. Looks up there, and the shot is up, and it's going to be good. So she hits a couple of free throws. She's going to check out. Now Leah Larson comes into the ball game. 31-24 is the score. Norfolk trying to pull off their third upset of the week here against Omaha Westside. Warriors have the ball back in their offensive zone. Curran has got it. Out here on top to Reagan Johnson. Brings it back to Curran. There's a cross-court pass going to be tipped, and a foul is going to be called. Norfolk got the deflection. They come down with the ball in the lane there. Riley Johnson had it for Norfolk, and she is fouled in a play here by Omaha Westside. That's going to be team foul number four on Westside with 51.4 seconds to play. So Norfolk will play things in. That was Solorano with a foul. That's going to be her first personal foul. So Norfolk has got the ball now with 42 seconds to play as they come into their offensive zone. Larson has got it out between the rings now. They get it here to Hymas, who's into the ball game. Now to J.C. Bradley around the screen. J.C. covered up over here on the wing. Bradley looking. Finally goes down on the baseline. But the ball down there is going to be Yoakum. Sends a pass out on top to Johnson. Johnson now to Hymas. Far sideline to Bradley. Lobs the ball inside. A shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Yoakum knocked out of the seat of her pass in the lane there. And a foul is going to be called here on Maya Solorano. That's going to be her second personal foul. And going to the free throw line is going to be Jenny Yoakum for Norfolk. She's got 6 points in the ball game on three field goals. This is her first crack at a free throw. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Norfolk has shot only 5 free throws now in this ball game tonight. They are 3 out of 5 from the stripe. Jenny Yoakum will get one more. Westside has got the lead over the Panthers. It's 31-24. Next shot is up there. Good. And the ball game now for Norfolk is going to be Taylor Stoltz. Stoltz comes in. Here comes a Yoakum to the bench. So now Omaha Westside has got the ball coming back the other way. This is Reagan Johnson. Reagan Johnson will bring it into the forecourt. Weideman's got it. Now to Johnson. Johnson brings it back to Weideman. Entry pass inside. They get it to a Bridgman. She is covered up and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Michaela Hymas. That's going to be her first personal foul for Norfolk. That's going to be team foul number one on the Panthers here in the second half of play. So a non-shooting situation. Omaha Westside will play things in right in front of the scorer's table here on the near side. They get things in now to a Reagan Johnson. Not a Meisner to Johnson inside to Bridgman. Shot up there, no good. The buzzer, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. 3 quarters in the books. Omaha Westside has got the lead over Norfolk. The score, it's Omaha Westside 31, Norfolk 25. You're listening to the Girls State Tournament tonight on ESPN Radio.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
The Girls State High School Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Omaha Westside still shooting only 30% here in the ballgame. They are 11 out of 36. Norfolk, 39%. They're 9 out of 23. On three-pointers, Omaha Westside, 1 out of 15. For 6.7%. Norfolk, 3 out of 7 for 42%. Westside, 8 out of 10 from the free throw line. Norfolk is 4 out of 6. Rebounds right now. Norfolk's got 23. Omaha West Side has got 19. We head to the fourth and final quarter here in the Class A State Championship ball game from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Place is going nuts right now. Good crowd on hand. Wow. Official did that right in front of us. Thank you very much. Reagan Johnson has got the ball for Omaha West Side. So good thing started here in the fourth quarter. There's Thacker with the ball. Thacker out here in three-point territory. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now throws it over here on the right side to Johnson. Skip pass goes to the far side. Weideman has got the ball. Now to Thacker. Norfolk still in that zone defense. Reagan Johnson back out to Weideman. Now to Thacker on the high left side. Weideman back to Thacker. Throws up a three. Shot off of the mark. No good. Rebound Norfolk. Panthers have the ball. That's a J.C. Bradley. She'll bring things up now for the Panthers into the forecourt. J.C. Bradley throws it to the right sideline. Yoakum has got the ball. Her pass deflected. Williams picked it up. Now Yoakum has got it. Her pass here to Larson is going to be deflected away. Larson picks it up. Down to J.C. Bradley. She works with it against Weideman out here in three-point territory. J.C. moves it down to the left side of the lane. Goes over the hole and it's going to be knocked down on the play and a foul is called. Bradley's had a tough time getting started here tonight. She had a three in the first half and a three in the second half. She's got 6 points. Had 34 the other night against Omaha Benson in their upset win. They go to the free throw line. Bridgman is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her third. Bradley now hits the free throw for Norfolk. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, 31-26. Norfolk within five. Second shot up there, no good, and a foul is called on the rebound. Taylor Stoltz trying to poke the ball away is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her second. Non-shooting situation. That's only the second team foul on Norfolk here in the second half of play. West Side has got six. So the Panthers have a couple of the waste here. Reagan Johnson has got the ball for the Warriors. Into the forward court now for West Side. Goes over to Thacker on the wing on the left side. Down in the corner to Weideman as she drives the baseline. A pass down in the right corner. Johnson has got the ball. Johnson takes a three and it misfires. No good. Rebound is loose and Williams picks it up on the far sideline. Williams gets the ball to J.C. Bradley. Norfolk is down by 5 points, 31-26. Leo Larson with the ball down in the left corner. That's Yoakum with the ball and a traveling violation. Yoakum is whistled for the steps. That's 15 turnovers now in Norfolk here in the ball game. Westside has turned the ball over only four times. 31-26. Omaha Westside with the lead here in the Class A State Championship ball game from Pinnacle Bank Arena. Reagan Johnson down to Thacker. Thacker moves the ball down in the corner to Weideman. Weideman gets the ball to Bridgman. Circles around. Collision in the lane. And a foul is going to be called. A blocking foul on Norfolk. That's going to go on Taylor Stoltz. That's going to be your third. So three fouls now on Stoltz. Team foul number three on Norfolk here in the second half of play. Into the ball game now for the Panthers will be Riley Johnson. Johnson comes in. Stoltz checks out. I'm going to say Stoltz now has four personal fouls, so she checks out of the ball game with four. Inbounds pass is swatted back out of bounds. Reagan Johnson will try it again. So Johnson will play things in for Omaha West Side. Now with 6:18 to play here in this fourth quarter. Inbounds pass will be deflected away, and it's picked up by Williams. A turnover now, a palming violation in backcourt of Williams. 17 turnovers on Norfolk. Now West Side has got a total of five turnovers here in the ball game. West Side will again play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Reagan Johnson looking to inbound. Looking. Finally gets it in here to Poots. Her shot is up there. Good. Goes down through the hole. Hung on the back lip and finally decides to go down. She's got 11 points in the ball game. Back the other way. Larson drives. The lane was shut off. There's a Bradley with the ball. Bradley circles around, spins at the elbow, drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's fouling the play. Nice move to the basket there by J.C. Bradley. Reagan Johnson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number seven on West Side. To the free throw line, J.C. Bradley now for Norfolk. Her shot is up there and her shot is good. He's now two out of three from the free throw line. J.C. with 8 points in the ball game for the Panthers. 33-27. West Side has got a 6 point lead over Norfolk. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Bradley hits a couple of free throws. 33-28, just by the six-minute mark here in the ball game. Weideman has got the ball, dribbles to the top of the key now for the Warriors. Left side, Reagan Johnson. Out of Weideman, back to Johnson. Takes the three-pointer, shot in and out, no good. Down for the rebound, brought down there. Follow shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Poots. Rebound is loose on the baseline. Out of bounds. Norfolk ball. Jen Poots got the offensive rebound there for Omaha Westside, but couldn't convert on the follow. So now Norfolk will play things in. 33-28 is the score. Norfolk within 5 points. Here comes Williams back now for the Panthers. Drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down here to Jen Poots. Poots gets it into the hands of Reagan Johnson. Here come the Warriors back up the floor. Johnson winding away up the floor. Gets it to Weideman now. Out to Johnson between the rings. Left side to Miranda Thacker, who's back in the ball game. Thacker has got the ball. Entry pass to Bridgman. Double team. Forces up a shot. Good, and she fouled. Jay Bridgman gets the field goal and one, and she'll go to the free throw line. Bridgman now with the 11 points in the ball game. So Jen Poots will go to the free throw line now for Omaha Westside. The Warriors have a 35-28 lead now in this one. Johnson picking up the personal foul. Riley Johnson for Norfolk. That's going to be her third. Bridgman to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Jay Bridgman now with 12 points in the ball game for Westside. And the Warriors have opened up a 8-point lead again on Norfolk. The score is 36-28. 5 minutes and 7 seconds to play now here in the fourth quarter. Williams with the ball for Norfolk. Gets it to J.C. Bradley. Down to Yoakum. Down the right sideline. Williams has got the Stoltz in the corner. Stoltz picked up by Bridgman. Two-handed pass comes out on top now to Williams. Gets it back to the center of the floor to J.C. Bradley. Bradley around the screen from Yoakum, moves it to the left side of the floor, moves it down to the baseline. He's trapped there. Bounce pass goes inside. A shot's going to be blocked down away from Stoltz. Recovered on the baseline by Bradley. She tries to save it, but right in the hands of Weideman. She runs her back the other way for Westside. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound Williams. The ball is battled for, and the foul is going to be called. Jay Bridgman is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her fourth. So four fouls now on Bridgman. Coming into the ball game now for Norfolk is going to be Michaela Hymas. Running the free throw line for Norfolk is going to be Kalia Williams. She's got 9 points in the basketball game so far for the Panthers. She's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Williams puts it up there, and the shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Poots. Poots for Omaha Westside. Now to Reagan Johnson. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Johnson, far sideline to Weideman, fakes the three, takes it down into the baseline, shot up there, no good. Contact made, foul called. Then Weideman will go to the free throw line. Weideman has got 6 points in the basketball game. And the foul goes on Taylor Stoltz. That's going to be number 5 on her, so she's out of the ball game. Taylor Stoltz has just fouled out of the basketball game for Norfolk with 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, she leads with no points, but she is a force there for Norfolk in the lane. Stoltz is a big girl. Now she's going to come out. She's got 5 personal fouls. Stoltz is 6 foot. She's the freshman for the Panthers, so she fouls out of the basketball game. Here with 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play. So now the Panthers will have to go to the bench, and they're going to get much smaller here. Coming back into the ball game is going to be Riley Johnson. So a 6-footer checks out. Riley Johnson checks back in. Riley is 5'9". Weideman to the free throw line for Westside. Her shot good. Quinn Weideman now with 7 points in the basketball game for the Warriors. 37-28. Omaha Westside with a lead. Weideman's next free throw is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Norfolk. That's Riley Johnson with a rebound. Gets it into the hands of J.C. Bradley. 37-28 is a 9-point ball game. Bradley to the hole. Her shot no good, but she's fouled into play. She's knocked down underneath the basket. Solorano is going to pick up the personal foul here for Omaha Westside. That's going to be her third. They're going to the free throw line for the Panthers will be J.C. Bradley. Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Crofton coming up next here on ESPN Radio. Next shot is up there from the line. J.C. Bradley hits one. He's now 4 out of 5 from the line tonight. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Norfolk trailing Omaha Westside by the score of 37-29. Next shot. Good. Timeout, Norfolk. Timeout on the floor. 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play. We've got a 7-point ball game. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll have more after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
All right, back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Class A State Championship game today here on ESPN Radio. Halfway through this fourth quarter, 37-30 is the score. Omaha Westside with a seven-point lead over the Norfolk Panthers, trying to keep their Cinderella story alive. We'll see if the grass slipper fits here at the end of the dance here. Here's a Thacker with the ball on the far sideline. Out to Reagan Johnson, top of the key. Now Thacker down to the baseline. Entry pass deflected away. Thacker picks it back up. Back inside to Soleano. Out here at the top of the key to Weideman. Now to Thacker. They lob it inside again. The ball's going to be deflected away. It's brought down by Norfolk. That's going to be the sixth turnover on Omaha West Side. Here comes J.C. Bradley back with the ball down in the corner. Williams has got it. She is hit on the play, and a foul is going to be called. Williams will go to the free throw line here for Norfolk. Foul goes on Jen Poots. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 10 on Omaha West Side, so Norfolk going to be in the double bonus for the rest of the way. Williams in the free throw line here for the Panthers. Her shot is up there. It is good. Talia Williams now with 10 points in the ball game. She's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She'll get one more shot here. It's 37-31 into the ball game now. It's going to be Jay Bridgman. Going out is going to be Jen Poots for Omaha West Side, so both Solorano and Bridgman in the ball game, both very tall girls there for Omaha West Side. Next shot is up there. It is good by Williams, and it's a 37-32 ball game. And now the Norfolk fans are on their feet on the far side here at Pinnacle Bank. Place going crazy. Johnson has got the ball. Riley Johnson down in the corner of the left side. Out here to Thacker. Comes across the top now to Weideman. Back to Thacker, top of the key. Left side to Johnson, and now we got a timeout called. Omaha West Side calls the timeouts, and Norfolk fans, we're starting to get into it here with 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. West Side 37, Norfolk 32.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At three times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier Technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Back here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena, 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Omaha West Side with a five-point lead over Norfolk. West Side will play things in underneath their own basket to get it to a Bridgman. Norfolk fans again on their feet on the far side here. Quinn Weideman has got the ball now to Thacker. Brings it back to Weideman in the center of the floor. Back here near the 10-second line. Weideman dribbling with the ball. Goes over to Bridgman. Far sideline now to Johnson. Holds it. Gets it inside to Bridgman. Double team goes up for the shot anyway. Hits it. Jay Bridgman scores in the post there for Omaha West Side. She's got 14 points in the ball game, 39-32. West Side with a 7-point lead. Norfolk with the ball. J.C. Bradley here at the top of the key. Bradley drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal. She goes, her shot good. Bradley now with 13 in the ball game, 39-34 with 2:38 to play. Norfolk looking for their third upset of the week here to win the Class A state title for the first time ever in girls basketball history at Norfolk High. There's Brisman driving down the lane, runs into a defender and knocks her down, but a foul is going to be called. It's going to go defensively on Norfolk. So a blocking foul there called on the Norfolk Panthers is going to go on Yoakum. That's going to be her third. So the third foul on Yoakum. Going to the free throw line will be Jay Bridgman. She's 4 out of 5 from the line tonight, 14 points in the ball game. Looks up there, the shot, good. Jay Bridgman hits the field goal there for Omaha Westside. Bridgman is 6'1" and a senior. She averages 15 points per ball game. That's what she's got tonight. 15 points in this ball game against Norfolk. She'll have another shot. Looks up there, good. Westside now leading by a score of 41-34 in this Class A state championship ball game. Jenna Yoakum down the right sideline now for the Panthers. Brings it into the offensive zone. The J.C. Bradley. Bradley looking to penetrate around his screen. Collision. A offensive foul is going to be called out here. It's going to go on Yoakum for setting the screen. She was knocked down on the play, and now the Norfolk fans really into the ball game. Yoakum is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her fourth. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Norfolk. But now Omaha Westside will inbound the ball. They've got a 7-point lead at 41-34. Panthers not getting the calls down the stretch here. Glenn Weideman has got it out here near the 10-second line to Poots. Now she's going to be fouled in the play there by J.C. Bradley. J.C. picks up her first personal foul. 2 minutes to play. Now we're going to have a 1-and-1 situation here as Jen Poots will go to the free throw line. She's 3 out of 4 so far tonight from the line. She's got 11 points in the ball game. Jen Poots eyes the bucket here for Omaha Westside. Her shot is up there. Shot good. That was 42-34. Jen Poots will have another shot here. 5'8" senior here for Omaha Westside. Eyes the bucket. Lets it fly. Shot is up there. Dances around the room and goes down through the hole. 43-34. Omaha Westside has got the lead here over the Norfolk Panthers. There's J.C. Bradley trying to drive it. She's knocked down in the play, and a foul is going to be called. Bradley goes down right side of the lane there. She fell and maybe hit her head too. She gets up and kind of wipes the cobwebs out of her head. Taking a stroll out here in the 3-point territory. Now she'll go to the free throw line. She was fouled in the play there by Meisner, who's just checked back into the ball game. That's going to be her first. Bradley to the free throw line and shot is up there at the end. She's now 6 out of 7 from the line tonight. She's got 14 points. Meisner checks out. Here comes Lindsay Curran back into the ball game. 43-35. Norfolk trailing by 8 points. Next shot is up there. Good. And now Norfolk wants to call a timeout. The Panthers call a timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll have more after this.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including 2 huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids' menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
Norfolk has scored only one field goal in the last 2 minutes and 44 seconds of this ball game. It's a 43-36 score right now with Omaha Westside out on top of the Panthers here tonight in the Class A state championship ball game from Pinnacle Bank Arena, the 5th of 6 games. Crompton and Hastings St. Cecilia coming up next here on ESPN Radio. There's a Weideman with the ball, gets away on the break. Bounce pass goes down to Bridgman, out of Weideman, and Westside will now spread the floor. They had a couple of looks right there, but they pass it up. Weideman here on the near sideline. She's fouled in the play by Bradley. J.C. Bradley picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 9 on Norfolk, so this will be a 1-and-1 situation for Quinn Weideman. She has got 7 points in the ball game. couple of field goals, and she's 3 out of 4 from the line. Callie Anderson's going to come into the ball game now for Westside. So Anderson comes in, and Jen Poots will go to the bench for the Warriors. This is Wyman at the free throw line for Westside with a minute and 38 seconds to play. Shauna's up there. It's hit. 44-36. Omaha Westside with a lead here in the fourth quarter. Quinn Weideman will have one more. It's up there, and the shot is good, so she cans a couple of free throws. Gives Westside a 9-point lead now at 45-36. Back quickly comes Norfolk. Williams in the lane. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. And Talia Williams will go back to the free throw line now for Norfolk, as she is fouling the play. Lindsey Curran picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. So now Williams will go to the free throw line. She's got 11 points in the basketball game here for Norfolk. Puts it up there. Shot is good. Talia with 12 points in the ball game. Down the scorers table, checking in will be Jen Poots again. Poots in, and Callie Anderson will come to the bench. A minute and 33 seconds to play here in the Class A State Championship game, 45-37. Omaha Westside has got the lead. There's a shot. It is up there, and it is around the rim and down for Talia Williams. So she gets a pair of free throws, and now the Panthers will attack here in backcourt, trailing by 7 points, 45-38. Bringing the ball up is going to be Weideman. Brings it into the offensive zone, and she's immediately fouled in the play here by Michaela Hymas for Norfolk. That's going to be her second personal foul. That's going to send Weideman to the free throw line again. She's 5 out of 6 from the line tonight. She's got 9 points in the ball game. So now Quinn Weideman will go over the line. This will be a two-shot opportunity as Norfolk is now over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Weideman hits her first free throw. That makes the score 46-38 in favor of Omaha Westside. Weideman will have one more. Shot is up there. It's good. 47-38. Still a three-possession ball game here for Norfolk. J.C. Bradley drives it all the way to the basket. Her shot misses. No good. And the rebound comes down to Bridgman as Weideman, or rather, J.C. Bradley misses on a driving layup. Now Westside has got the ball. Now Weideman is fouled into play by Michaela Hymas again for Norfolk. That's going to be her third. And that sends Weideman to the free throw line. So Weideman again will toe the mark here for a couple of shots. 7 out of 8 from the free throw line so far tonight. Her shot is up there, and the shot is short this time. It's no good. End of the ball game, Bridget Meisner. Meisner coming in now for Westside. Minute and 14 seconds to play. Westside 47, Norfolk 38. Next shot by Weideman is going to be good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Now Westside has got the lead. It is 48-38. So Norfolk will play things in. As we approach the 1 minute mark, JC down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's knocked down on the play, and a foul is going to be called. And now Bradley will go to the free throw line here for Norfolk. She was fouled here by Miranda Thacker. That's going to be her first personal foul. 10 fouls plus on each team now. So double bonus down the stretch for both teams. JC to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. She is now 8 out of 9 from the free throw line tonight for Norfolk. She has got 16 points in the ballgame. 13 of those have come here in the second half of play. 48-39. Westside with the lead. Next shot is up there. It is good for JC. 48-40 is the score. Pressure now in backcourt. The ball is going to be tipped away and out back out of bounds. Leah Larson got her hands on it there for Norfolk. Tipped the ball away, but it went out of bounds. Westside will play things in. Here's Weideman with the ball, and she's going to be fouled into play. Weideman here in backcourt, fouled into play. And again, she'll go to the free throw line here for Omaha Westside with a minute and 4 seconds to play. Bradley picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. So again, Quinn Weideman will go to the line. She's 8 out of 10 from the stripe here. She'll have two more shots. Puts it up there. The shot is good. That gives Westside a 9-point advantage here at 49-40. Norfolk has never won a state championship in girls basketball. Westside hasn't won since 1999. Next shot is up there by Weideman. It is going to be good. And now it's a 50-40 ball game. Here's J.C. Bradley back the other way for Norfolk. Drives the ball to the hole. Shot's going to be no good. Rebound. Follow shot up there. No good by Yoakum. And the rebound comes out here to Bridgman. Omaha West Side gets away to Thacker, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Bradley picks up her fourth personal foul, and now Thacker goes to the free throw line with 50.1 seconds to play. So Miranda Thacker goes to the free throw line. She has not scored tonight. She was injured in the first half of play when she hit her head hard down here. Trying to block his shot away, but she's back into the ballgame. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She hit her head and also hit her tailbone. I think it was more of her tailbone than her head. Thacker back into the ballgame at the beginning of the second half. Misses on the free throw opportunity here. There's a second shot. It's up there at the end, so she hits one out of two from the free throw line. That's a 51-40 ball game now. Omaha West Side has got the lead with under a minute to play. Here's J.C. Bradley with the ball for Norfolk. She's had a sensational tournament. Just not enough here tonight for the Panthers. Throws up a three-pointer here. Her shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Bridgman for West Side. Bridgman gets the ball away to Reagan Johnson. Now with 30 seconds to play. Johnson brings the ball to the offensive scoring zone. I think the white flags are coming up now for Norfolk. As Johnson's just going to dribble the ball away here as the Omaha fans behind us are going crazy. 51-40 is the score. Omaha West Side is going to call a timeout with 12.9 seconds to play. They're going to get some new folks into the ballgame. So we've got a timeout with 12.9 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with the score. West Side 51, Norfolk 40.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
As we come back, West Side inbounds the ball, and immediately we're going to have a personal foul called here on the Norfolk. Erica Hansen is hit with a personal foul here. So Cassidy Kennedy will go to the free throw line now for West Side with 8.9 seconds to play here in this one. Kennedy's free throw is up there and in. Omaha West Side has got a 12-point lead over Norfolk now by a score of 52-40 with some second-teamers out there now. Second one is up there. It is good by Kennedy. 53-40. Here comes the Panthers back the other way. Erica Metal has got the ball. Moves it down in the corner. Driving is going to be Moore. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound. West Side. Game over. Omaha West Side knocks off Norfolk to win their first state championship since 1999 and their second overall as Omaha West Side beats Norfolk tonight by a score of 53-40. So Norfolk gets to the big dance and the slipper doesn't fit. Two upset wins for Norfolk during the week, but they could not knock off Omaha West Side tonight. Here in the championship ball game, the Warriors knock off the Panthers in the Class A state championship ball game by a score of 53-40. Back with the final totals after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
All right, back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, the Class A State Championship has been decided. Omaha Westside beats Norfolk tonight by the score of 53-40. Welcome into the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. So, Omaha Westside knocks off Norfolk tonight in the Class A State Championship ball game. It was 10-7 in favor of Norfolk at the end of the first quarter. Omaha Westside led 20-16 at halftime. The Warriors leading 31-25 after three quarters, and Westside goes on to win their first state championship since 1999 as they beat Norfolk tonight by the score of 53-40. Final shooting numbers are into the ball game. Omaha Westside hitting 14 out of 44 tonight for only 31%. Norfolk was 10 out of 31 for 32%. Westside was 1 out of 18 from three-point range. That calculates to 5.6%. They hit 1 out of 18 shots from beyond the arc. Norfolk was 3 out of 8 for 37%. Westside 24 out of 29 from the free throw line, 82%. Norfolk was 17 out of 21 for 81%. The rebounds about even. Norfolk had 30. Omaha Westside had 27. Norfolk had 7 offensive rebounds and 23 on defense. Omaha Westside had 10 offensive rebounds and 17 on defense. 6 turnovers for Omaha Westside, 19 for Norfolk. 2 block shots for Omaha Westside, 7 steals. Norfolk had no block shots and 6 steals. In the final score, 53-40, Omaha Westside picks up the win. Largest lead for Westside was the 13 points here at the end of the fourth quarter. The largest lead for Norfolk was 5 points with 7 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the second quarter. 53-40, the final score here tonight in the Class A State Championship ball game, with Omaha Westside coming out on top. Scoring in the ball game here tonight, we had Jade Bridgman leading the way tonight for Omaha Westside. She scored 16 points. Jen Poots, she had 13. Those are the only two girls in double figures tonight for Westside. Reagan Johnson had 3. Miranda Thacker had 1 point. Cassidy Kennedy had 2. And Maya Solorano, she had 4 points in the game tonight. For Norfolk, they were led by J.C. Bradley with 17. Talia Williams had 13 points. Jenna Yoakum, she had 7. And Leah Larson had 3. So Norfolk only had 4 players score in the ball game tonight, but it came up a little bit short, 53-40, losing to Omaha Westside. So that's the 5th of 6 games here today on ESPN Radio. Coming up next, we've got the Class C2 state championship ball game between Crofton and Hastings St. Cecilia. It was scheduled for 8:30. Obviously, we're not going to get to that right now. We're going to have tip-off time somewhere around 8:50 tonight. 8:50 will be our scheduled airtime here tonight on ESPN Radio. We'll have that Class C2 state championship game coming up for you next right here. Get a final score in the Class A state championship ball game. Omaha Westside knocks off Norfolk by the score of 53-40. We'll head back to the studios. We'll come back with the 6th and final game coming up here momentarily on ESPN Radio.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.